Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Podcast.
So, best birthday that you've experienced that you can remember?
Best birthday that I've ever experienced that I can remember.
Were they yours or someone else's?
I think I'll start with mine.
Yeah.
Turning 21.
You still remember your 21st? Long.
Yes. 21st.
Tell me about it.
Mom did everything. Like, went out of her way, like, Karachi London, and bought me what I like. You know when you want this one gift?
And she got it right.
She got it right. She got me a four-step Technics sound.
Technics too.
Yeah.
Expensive.
Blind.
Woo!
With the solar laboratory and for her to get that.
His sound.
Maybe because I call.
Happy birthday, Rufus.
Oh, Rufi.
Come on, man.
And that day still stands out in my mind till today.
Did you cry that day?
Yes, I did.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I did.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I did.
Who else's party that you loved?
Birthday. I don't understand. But you know. Yeah, you know that those birthdays.
What?
When you go overboard, like,
oh no.
Yeah.
No names mentioned.
Never again. Never again.
Never thought. I've had one surprise birthday party in my life. And I'll never forget it. Oh no.
Yeah.
I cried that day. Because all of a sudden, man, got to blindfold, Kange and I got to unfold. Hey, you shy money people. No, the birthday one, man.
When was this?
Long time ago. Long time ago. But that was a special moment for me.
Why?
Because they went the extra mile to make me feel special. Like, to organize it behind my back, no one surprises me. No one surprises me. Come on.
They tried to surprise me. Some other year. Somebody can't have a surprise party, guys.
Everybody's going to tell everybody.
Yes, Kumbesh. She's on Dama Mountain. I'm going to surprise. Oh, what?
No, go away.
I know. Zagalani.
Aye. Birthdays, let's celebrate, man. Oh, yeah, we're celebrating in a big way. Is there a birthday celebration you'll never, ever forget? Whether it's yours or someone else's, tell us what happens, manny. The gifts. Ooh, the guest list. Ooh, the venue. Whether it was
someone else's or yours.
Now you were there going, cheers to you. Happy birthday. How old are you now? Tell us about that birthday you'll never forget. Give us a call on 086-000-0959. The voice notes come through 063-688-0959. We'll see on the socials in a second. Kaya on 959 using the hashtag Thomas and Skumba. Let's talk about that unforgettable birthday celebration. Tell us the story. What happened? Talk to us about that unforgettable birthday celebration. Where were you? What happened? Was it yours? Someone else's? Who was on the guest list? I know. I wouldn't call him a friend. Someone I know. Oof, baller. Mali. No names mentioned. He had three weddings, dude. Yeah? Jaegerdale. One of them, he had Anthony Hamilton performing.
Oh, I know who.
You know exactly who.
Yeah, you know people, eh?
No, he knows me. Let's go.
I will never forget my daughter, sweet 16, last year. Yeah. I just gave her the money, told her that she must go to the shops and buy her sister something with her friends and stuff, only to find out her best friends are the one are actually surprising her. When she got home, everybody was there, even her schoolmates. She cried, but it was nice.
Oh, that's a surprise. Happy birthday to me. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Hey, some good, lad.
We're good, my guy. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Kaya!
Kaya!
Hey, Thomas.
Yebo.
Leia, a couple to us.
It's my man.
Magarena.
I wasn't ready for that. No one was ready for that.
Let's go back to Utumi, Joe. I'm sure there was something here. Utumi, which scene? Yalla.
Shaftumza,
thank you, my friend.
What about the story about the birthday? Forget the story, right? Tumi's calling us on 086-000-0959. Macarena, what's going on with the voice note?
When Teddy's saying that, happy birthday to the show, happy first birthday. So, Minai birthday that I will never forget was my 26th birthday party. I did it at home in Meadowlands. Guys, what made it special was the fact that UDJ Kanyane was actually playing at my party. My friend had organized for him ukuthi azoba UDJ for the day. What a humble guy. Yeah. It went down that day. I will never, ever forget it.
Kanyane!
Legend right there, man. Such a humble Kanyane. That's a birthday.
Blind.
Lindeni, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Thomas and Kumba, and happy birthday, guys, for your breakfast show. How are you?
We're good. How's it?
I'm good. Guys, mine is very special. I have a birthday in January, so you will imagine on the 10th. I never ever had a birthday, even when I was at school, schools were closed. When I was at varsity, they were closed. When I was working, people come back, they don't have money. So this time, sorry about that, one of my sister called me and said one of her friends from Devon, she's coming for an interview. Can I help? She comes to my house, sleep, then I take her to the interview. I was like, okay. Then that particular Friday, she said she's also coming. She works in Mpumalanga, but the rest are in Devon. She was coming because her friend was coming. So she came over.
Yeah.
By the way, I had this message grabbed that Friday, but she came anyway.
Sure.
Then she told me on a Saturday that we're going to go to Park Station, pick up a friend. We woke up with the open window. We went. When I get there, I see one sister. I see another. Actually, because I had a message grab a day before, I thought, okay, my mind now is going to what I went through.
Yeah.
All my sisters were there. I cried, guys. Oh, my God. Took a bus from Devon, from Mpumalanga, just to come and say, you are a special sister. It was the most special birthday ever.
Nice. Special birthday, that's for sure. Nice surprise there, man. Mm. But the smash and grab, Joe, a year ago, do you remember the first time I saw this name? Alitsema.
Morning.
Happy.
Hello, Mali. Hello, Mali.
I love it in the morning.
Come on now.
Mina yaming using it cautious command not so much. Hi, Macarena. Oh, sorry. It was the 21st birthday. Using it cautious. Dress lawa Nigerian kumba bang decorated dining room yasekhaya. I love ngizwe ngkhohlwa. Yiyo ke ngikhumbulayo ever since this is only birthday. The rest is ama photo shoot nje kuphela.
Ah, nice. That's dope though. That's dope. Happy birthday to you. Thank you very much for waking up with us since day one.
Listen to this voice note.
The best one that I've ever had, it was also for my 21st birthday. I had been nagging my mother to buy me a car. I even gave her options of secondhand cars that I thought were affordable. But of course, being a university student who I didn't know any better, I didn't get the car on my birthday because I was at school. But when I came home for the June holidays, I found a brand new car parked in the driveway waiting for me. It's the best surprise I've ever had, best birthday gift I've ever had. I'm driving my gift right now.
We can hear, and you're loving it.
And there is a gift to go to. Come on.
Brand new. Zinengi out in Dope. See you,
Jim. Hello, Ninjani.
We good, how's it?
All right.
Yeah.
Party I won't forget, it was my cousin's surprise party, her 50th birthday at Randburg. And the guest artist there was Dr. Tumi.
Come on now.
Yes. Beziwa lapo. Beziwa. She was crying. And we haven't seen her for years. When she saw us also as a family, she was so surprised.
That was a party. Nice birthday party. Enjoy the rest of your day, my queen. Dr. Tumi walking out.
Imagine.
And you know I love all his songs.
Yeah, and what?
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
The morning. This is Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
How you celebrated the amazing birthday, or you went to an amazing birthday party. What happened? I remember one year, birthday is today, ne? Fresh calls me. Yo, my man. Happy birthday. Yeah. Enjoy it with your family tonight. We hook up tomorrow, okay? The tomorrow party. I got home, didn't even go to the bedroom. I went straight to the lounge. I looked at her pants and thought about my life.
What happened?
You need to focus, man. Come on.
You can't be living this life,
man. Come on, man. You're in your 40s now. Stop.
Before go by a conker. But we're going to be an icon.
Icon.
But it decided to host the party.
Shout out Naves Pay.
Baska icon in Limnand. Yeah. I don't remember looking at the watch.
That's all you have to say.
Yeah. You know, everything is nice. Everything is nice. Everyone is happy. You know when Uber happy and turn up and down.
I know that.
Like you don't have responsibilities of whatsoever.
Yeah, bro.
That I felt like that driving back home. Driving back home.
Someone drove you, yes.
Yeah, no. But like I don't know who drove you home. That's another thing, man. Come on. Got home, I'm like, I went to the lounge. I thought about my life. I'm like, nah, fam.
This life, bye.
No. I don't know, but it's like we're born in almost the same week.
Yes.
So, I'm going to go to the party. That's the problem.
And the thing is, because my birthday is first, I set the bar real high. And then, okay, it's not about us, it's about you, Kai family. Talk to us about that birthday.
Molweni studio bethuna Thomas Noskumba siyithanda ekuseni man uyaqhubezela basithanda ndoni ke bethuna I pulled a surprise birthday party for one of the broadcasters. I won't mention the radio station. I think you guys also know him. And I didn't get consent, so I cannot tell you guys who it is. So I basically contacted all the listeners, regular listeners for the show. And to cut the long story short, we pulled up at the SABC. He was completely, completely surprised. At least you know he's a he. Very surprised. He was so shocked that he almost cried. And on the same day, actually, Thomas, I caught you, I think you were from somewhere in the foyer, and you were still working for the other radio station, and I asked for a photo. You were so kind and so nice, you know, I still have that photo. Yeah, but yeah, that was the surprise birthday party that we pulled.
What? Why?
Kind and... Wow. Okay.
Kansa, good morning.
Hey, Ntatana Skuba.
You're calling us from Port Shepstone. Wow. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the house.
Oh, I'm sure she still remembers that day, ne?
The day she'll never forget in her life.
What are you saying here?
Hey, I've never had any birthday what, and I'm 37 years old, so I hope and think that when I reach 40, I'll be able to buy myself a brand new Range Rover. Yeah. The sky is the limit. Otherwise, we love it in the morning.
My one that I would never forget was when my varsity friends, they were varsity friends and also church friends, they took me to a concert, and the concert was, it was Donnie McLaggen's concert, and they knew how much I loved Donnie McLaggen. Oh, my word. For me, that one, I don't think I'll ever forget it.
That voice note came through 063-688-0959. The tweets are also coming through. Skumba, have a look, my friend. Kaya on 959 using the hashtag Thomas and Skumba. Like this one from Ulerato saying, my daughter's first birthday was my best ever. I planned it from getting the theme, which was unicorn, by the way, to doing the decorations and getting a cake. Also, the support from friends and family was amazing. Hashtag Thomas and Skumba. We feel Lue. And I hear you got a... Talk to us, my queen.
Happy birthday to you. I've got my niece here. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Kumbang Thomas. Happy birthday to you.
Why,
happy birthday, guys. We love it. We love it. We love it in the morning to many, many more years, guys.
Thank you
so much for the great show.
Love you for that.
Thank you, guys. Love. Bye.
Hola.
I thought she was going to tell us a story about an amazing birthday.
We are the story. Come on now.
Hey, where now? What's in?
Morning, car family. We love it in the morning. Happy birthday to the show. So, last year, on my mom's 60th birthday, I just took her out for lunch, Nyana. Go and relax, so she was happy and it was fine. Kanti, back there at home, my brothers have made a surprise for my mom, only to find out I also don't know. So when we came back from lunch with my mom, boom! So it's a surprise for my mom and I don't know as well. And I was so shocked and happy as well. I even cried. Oh, love it in the morning.
Love it in the morning, fam. You're smiling, telling us the story. I love it. Here's a tweet from Mulebo saying, my 21st was super amazing. Ah, old lady surprised me with it. And when I say all my friends, I mean everybody. All friends and family were there. Best of all, shout out to you, old lady Wena.
Esther saying, my 40th birthday last year was out of this world. You know when I say out of this world. Yeah. Amazing.
We're talking about birthdays, ne? Unforgettable birthday celebrations. What happened?
The best memory for me, it was for my late boyfriend. He was turning 32 years, so I bought him 32 items. That was the best. Like, he was so, so happy. So that is my memory of a birthday. Thank you.
Oh, I wish someone loved me like that. Kisses and Gaga. Oh, please. Zandile, good morning.
Good
morning, Zandi.
Morning, Ninjan.
We're good. How's it?
Good. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm already on my way to work. So, with me and my sister, in 2012, we had to plan our own birthdays. So, she was turning 25, I was turning 21.
Mm.
And from the beginning, we had to put aside 300 rand every month. And then in November, we had our party. The only thing that my mom managed to do was just to buy us cakes. And I got my key and my sister got her gift.
Yeah.
And then it was excellent. It was so fun. There was no one who was invited. It was only family and friends. Themed. Sorry, I'm on my way to work.
It's okay, yeah.
It was themed. I mean, like, I was in pink and white and my sister was in all white.
Yeah.
And every plan that she made and that she prayed for her 25th birthday, it happened because she said she's going to get married in 5 years,
yeah,
which happened. And she got to get married. She's going to get her first child in 10 years, which has happened. So it was a perfect experience for us.
Perfect. Planned to the T.
Like the planning is perfect.
Come on, man.
What?
Okay. See, Midolens, Joe. Trifina, how are you?
Good morning, Thomas and Kumba. Happy birthday to the show.
Happy birthday
to the morning.
Yes. Yeah, you can tell it to we are a video. Trifina. Trifina.
Trifina. Okay. I want to tell you how I celebrated my 40th birthday last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was in February.
Mm.
I took my kids to Durban.
Okay.
Then I did a photo shoot. Then Masbuya, the lady said, Bila Bila. I said, it's my birthday. Why not? I went to Bila Bila. Zabuya Bila Bila. Ladies again said, we're going to Zebula Golf Estate. I said, it's still my birthday. Why not? Nabadala. Masbuya Zebula. The ladies again said, Cape Town.
Hey!
Why not?
Trifina.
I'm turning 40.
Trifina,
kanti unamalini nehabanga.
Trifina,
uya eZibula. Why are you eZibula? What?
Cape Town.
We are New York, man.
Ungayibali negolf, ne?
Trifina, azange niye New York.
No, imali bayivuma ukuthi nje siyi local, yabo.
Thank you, Tando.
Love you for that, my queen. Wow, shade.
It's not shade.
Okay, we're not done. Miley, what happened?
When?
From what you remember on your birthday.
I don't remember.
You don't get a call from Balat.
I don't.
Sometimes it's only.
Yeah. You know the movie, The Hangover?
Hangover.
Exactly, you could have been like that. Yeah. I don't remember anything, but it's fine. That means it was good.
You woke up going, must look at my life.
Yeah.
I'm a mother.
Ah, you can get up, Manjele.
Mina, nungulegwane, imambisa, ne. Mina, ipetengi kumbula, it was on my 21st birthday. Yo, it was an epic day. That one, I ngikhohlwe. My brother hosted us at Lapinaki OCC back in the day. Everyone was there. Nabatenga baz. People were there celebrating my birthday. But Bugumnandi, Abona Day, and this is like the most perfect, memorable birthday ever.
You are listening to Thomas and Skumba in the morning. On the street, on the air.
On the street, on the air. We love it in the morning. Happy birthday to the show, guys. The memory of the best birthday I have is 2020. After the hard lockdown, I think it was Ramaphosa just opened and they allowed a gathering of like under 50 or 100 people. I don't remember. My husband was turning 50, a milestone. I threw him the best party ever. Foods, drinks, people had fun, and my daughter was turning one on the same day. So we started the morning off with a photo shoot of the family, and then I rastabul. It was so much fun.
On the streets, on the air, loving the show, guys. I moved from the other side to come to Kaya and listen to you guys. You guys are so mad in the morning. So Thomas, yabulala mkuru, yabulala.
And go so to Skomla in Langa.
You are listening to Thomas and Skumba in the morning. On the street, on the air. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.